You are listening to Yoga Boss, episode 186.
Welcome to the Yoga Boss podcast. Do you feel like you were meant to have a successful career in the yoga industry? Like you got into this industry to truly help your students, but you're struggling to actually make money? Or you know that marketing your business is essential, but don't know how to make it intentional and effective for you? Maybe you have already had some success, but you're ready to scale to multiple six figures. Building a profitable yoga business is less complicated and easier than you know. It takes business strategy and a yoga boss mindset. When you are ready to work on your business, instead of in it, this is the podcast for you. Now your host, Jackie Murphy, the business coach just for yoga teachers.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Yoga Boss. I am Jackie Murphy. How are you? Are y'all ready for a new season? We are airing this episode the day after Labor Day. And Labor Day in the US is like this unofficial end of summer. It's an official holiday, but it's also like the unofficial end of summer. And the day after Labor Day, in my eyes, marks the start of fall. I've got my pumpkin spice coffee in front of me. Kids are going back to school. The seasons have changed and I feel it. We have gone through an unexpectedly rocky summer over here, and I have a renewed sense of energy and vitality to serve you all and create more opportunities for you to grow your business. So I want to put this little bug in your ear to remind you to subscribe to the podcast so that you can be the first to know when new things are happening. New classes, new offers, new opportunities. Make sure that you are listening every single week to the Yoga Boss podcast. And this is also my message for you to get into the place where you are recommitted, reinvigorated for your business for the rest of the year, because we have some of the best months coming up, the best months to sell and to serve and to show up for your business. So y'all, you're ready to go? All right. There may be a way that you can increase the revenue that your business is bringing in without having to work harder. You'd want to know about that, right? Well, I'm here to tell you today that there most likely is one small tweak that you can make to increase the amount of money that you're bringing in without increasing the hours that you're working, without hustling harder, without having to serve more students. And I'm not just blowing smoke up your ass. I'm going to walk you through how this is possible. Most of you, by the end of this episode, I hope will have a renewed sense of confidence and certainty to increase your price. Y'all ready? I want you to stay with me. In this episode, I'm going to show you how yoga is not, nor will it ever be, a commodity. Yoga should not be priced like a commodity, and yoga should not be thought of like a commodity. I'm going to talk to you about what a commodity is, how commodities are priced, what that looks like in your yoga business. And then I'm going to talk to you about what yoga actually is and how you get to determine your price. Again, by the end of this episode, I hope you walk away thinking, I have something of value to offer my students and my price reflects it. All right, y'all ready? Let's go. We got to start with a few definitions. We got to get on the same page so that we all know what we are talking about. Okay. What is a commodity? Do you guys remember this word from school? A commodity is an economic good, and it's usually a resource. Okay. A commodity is a raw material. So I want you to think of gold. That's a commodity. Coal, that's a commodity. Corn, that's a commodity. Commodities are the raw materials that are used in the production process to manufacture products. Okay. So it's like what goes into the machine to then be turned into a product. Commodities at their base level will all have the same exact value. They'll all be priced the exact same. I'm not saying gold is priced the same as corn. I'm saying all gold would be priced the same. All corn would be priced the same. They're not different. A commodity is something that can be grown, extracted, or mined. Okay, so just right off the bat, off of that definition, you know already that yoga is not a commodity, right? Yoga is not something that can be grown, extracted, or mined. Yoga is a service. It is a practice. It is a way of life, a way of being. All right. So we're already right off the bat understanding that yoga is not a commodity. Now, why does this matter in terms of your revenue and your price in your yoga business? Well, I want you to understand this. Commodity prices are primarily determined by the forces of supply and demand in the marketplace. Now, we're going back to Econ 101, supply and demand. For example, if the supply of oil increases, the price of one barrel decreases. We have seen this mistakenly happen in the yoga industry because the supply of yoga has increased, and mistakenly thinking yoga is a commodity, some teachers and some studio owners thought that they needed to compete by price and decreased their prices as a strategy in their business. You can't decrease your price enough to build a profitable and sustainable business. You will eventually hit zero and you will be giving yoga away for free and you won't be able to pay rent or buy the groceries that you need, okay? Now, the opposite of that is true as well. If the demand for oil increases, the price also rises. We have also seen this. The yoga industry is a growing industry. I think on average, the last time I looked it up, it was growing around 9% every single year. This is an important thing for you to know because when you start a business, you want to be in an industry that is growing, all right? It makes it a lot easier to grow your business if the industry is growing. So we have seen the demand for yoga increase, and in some places, we have seen the price also increase. But again, that's treating yoga like a commodity. Now, let me tell you a little story about one of my clients who was in the very first Yoga Boss group years ago. She was running a studio and we were strategically discussing her pricing structure. So what was her drop-in rate? What was her class pack? What was her membership? And we were choosing a pricing structure that would support her business goals and the life that she wanted to live. Now, this client, she thought she was doing a really good thing. She looked up every single studio in her area and viewed their pricing structure. So specifically, she looked at every single studio's drop-in rate. Let's say Studio A was charging $15 for a drop-in. Studio B was charging $10. Studio C was charging $20. She thought that she needed to determine her price based on what these other studios in her area were pricing their offer. And that is where most yoga teachers and studio owners go wrong. Because yoga is not a commodity, it does not need to be priced based off of the supply and demand in your local area. That's not what you need to do. Instead, we thought about what this studio owner wanted to sell the most of and how to set up a pricing structure that would attract the right kind of student at the price that would give her a sustainable and long-term income. And guess what? Her drop-in rate ended up being the highest in the area, but that wasn't important because we were more concerned with her revenue and selling the offer she strategically wanted to sell. Have y'all been here before? I know some of you have done this exact thing where you have compared your price to someone else's price. And you've thought, well, maybe if I was cheaper, then more people would come. You cannot be cheap enough to build a profitable and sustainable yoga business, okay? Yoga is not a commodity and doesn't need to be priced like one. So what is yoga? Yoga is a service. At the end of the day, if you are teaching the asana, if you're teaching meditation, if you have an online course, if you are delivering retreats, if you run a studio, you are delivering a service to other people. What is the difference between a service and a commodity? Let's talk about gold. All right. We've already established that gold in its basic form is not differentiated. It is just the same across the board. All right. Gold is gold. We'll all be priced the same no matter what. But when the same gold is converted into a ring or some earrings or a necklace with an intricate design, handmade even, maybe it's embedded with something on it, maybe it's got something else added to it, it becomes a product or a service that now can be marketed and sold uniquely. This is the key word, uniquely. The price of this new necklace or whatever it is that they made will depend on the level of intricacy as well as the brand name of the person who made it, right? This is why brand name things are typically more expensive. This is more like what yoga is, okay? So I want to give you the example of my wedding dress. My wedding dress that I wore had the commodity, I don't even know what it's made out of, so I'm going to make this up, but white linen, right? It was some kind of linen shipped to this brand who could turn it into a brand name wedding dress. Now, if I had the ability to take white linen and sew a wedding dress, I could buy it at the commodity price and then create my own dress. I do not have that capability. I do not have those skills, nor do I have the time. So I had another business do it for me and produce the end result, in which I was willing to pay way more because I wanted it from a specific brand with a specific look with intricate detail. Okay, are y'all understanding this so far? Basically, the difference of a commodity in a service is going to be that a service can be differentiated and the service does change based on who produces it, who does the serving. Listen, this is yoga. Your students are buying because you are teaching the class. Your students are buying because of your methodology. Your students are buying because they like the way that you run retreats. Your students are buying because of who is producing you. Your students are buying because of the way that you are unique, that your service is unique, the way that your class is unique, the way that your meditation is unique. They are buying what is differentiated. So what makes it a service is that it's differentiated and there is a significant importance on who is doing the serving, on who is delivering the service, and that is you. Now listen, when you think about pricing a service, you are not going to price it based off of supply and demand in your local area. I have many episodes on pricing and how to think about pricing. This will be another one added to the bank of episodes in Yoga Boss. Your price needs to be more about the unique value that you are bringing to your students. Your price needs to be differentiated based on how your offer is different, how your delivery is different, your unique experience, any background credentials that you bring. This is what all goes into your price. Your price gets to be decided based on how intricate your delivery is, what the end result your students get after working with you, how fast do they get that result? Is the result lifelong? Does it last? Is there a lifelong change? That is why you cannot price your offer based on what other people are doing around you. Instead of Googling all the other studios in your area and trying to price your drop-in rate from that place, I want you to sit down and I want you to write a list of why your yoga class or your offer is different. What is unique about it? What experience, what credentials, what history do you have that you bring to teaching yoga that makes it more valuable? Okay, seriously, sit down and answer these questions. I want you to sit down and answer, what is the thing that your students are really paying you for? What is the thing that they get at the end of it? Like, what is that necklace that you're producing? Not the gold, what is the necklace? I want you to understand how your offer is differentiated, what it actually delivers, and then think about a price that reflects the value of what you are truly offering. Most likely, most of you will be able to increase your price because now you understand that you don't need to play the game of how saturated is the industry and what's the lowest price I can do and who am I competing with and let me compete with them. Just step out of it. Yoga is not a commodity. You don't need to play that game. Step back and sit in the value of what you're delivering, the value of you delivering the service, and then select a price based on that value. All right, my friends, I want you to keep this in the back of your mind because when you understand that yoga is not a commodity, yoga is a service, and you understand that maybe you can increase your price because of all of the things that you're delivering to your students, then you will be able to increase your revenue without having to sell more, without having to work more, because you've just increased your price. Now listen, if you're looking at your offer and you're like, Jackie, I just teach a drop-in yoga class. I teach the same poses every single time and that's it. Anyone could teach it. A robot could teach it. Well, then my friends, your work is how do you want to differentiate it? What do you want to do that makes your offer more valuable? Maybe you want to add in a week of meal plans. Maybe you want to add in some at-home practices they can do when they're not with you. Maybe you want to add in meditations. You get to decide how you want to differentiate your offer and make it more valuable. But here is your permission slip to stop treating this service as if it is a good that can be traded based on supply and demand. And really start understanding and be rooted in the value of what you have to offer. Okay? So get out there and make some more money. Serve some more students. Work a little less. Work a little smarter. I will talk to you in the next episode.